Hello everyone, this is Sam Stoops, and I'm your guest host for this installment of Grading Nation. Hi, how's it going? Some of you might be wondering what's going on with my voice, you know, what's wrong with me? You might be saying, oh, is this guy a special needs or something? But I'm not special needs. I had a very terrible accident a few months ago around Halloween, and the thing was that a vape pen exploded in my mouth, and unfortunately, it's not something where I can sue the vape pen manufacturer for the battery malfunctioning because it really was my fault. I went to CVS to get some condoms. I mean, I don't want to brag, but I'm very good in the bedroom. And I was getting condoms, and I saw this universal charger. And I said, oh, wow, this is a pretty good deal. $2.99 for a charger. I can use this for my vape pen. Little did I know that the charger was not compatible with the vape pen battery, and the vape pen battery reacted not well to the using the universal charger from CVS that was made in Malaysia. And not speaking badly of people from Malaysia, but maybe they don't know how to make universal chargers, because a universal charger, I mean, you would think universal means it can charge anything, but you know, I'm not gonna attack anyone about it, really, because it's my responsibility, and the lawyers say I can't sue anyone. Some people say, you know, has your life changed with a portion of your tongue being removed in order to live? Can you live a productive life? And the question is this, I still live a very good life. I mean, my diet has changed significantly. And, you know, it's a lot of liquid-based items. I'm a big fan of Campbell's Soup. If Campbell's Soup were listening to this and they wanted to sponsor me, that would be really good. That would be really great. It would show that Campbell's Soup doesn't discriminate against people who have experienced significant trauma. I think it would be really good if they would put me on a can of potato cheese soup. Potato cheese is my favorite. I can have 6 cans in one day. Yeah, that's right. 6 cans in one day. That's how good it is. And, you know, some people say, well, has your sex life changed because you had a pretty good reputation out there in the street with the ladies? And I say, you know, even though a portion of my tongue has been removed, that I can still satisfy the ladies in a great way, you know, with respect to cunnilingus. With cunnilingus, I cannot use my tongue. There's an issue. It would cause the woman's area to bleed if I were to try and use the thing in my tongue area. Now, I can't do that. So what I do is I take my nose, I press it against the lady's area, and I go with my nose in a clockwise motion against the lady's private area 6 times, and then I go in a counterclockwise motion with my nose along the private area 6 times, then clockwise, counterclockwise, back and forth until the lady is writhing in ecstasy. And I'm pretty proud that I could still live a good life. I'm still living a good life. The thing that I was asked by Chris Thomas, the usual host of Grading Nation, to talk about was this issue of Liam Neeson and his comments about how a female fan had been sexually assaulted by a African American, and he had went into the street looking for a African American person to perhaps take his anger out on. And, you know, a lot of people are characterizing this as a racist thing, that Liam Neeson does not like black people, that he's a racist. In reality, I mean, there are some people like Michelle Rodriguez who certainly knows a thing or two about using her tongue on women. And she said that Liam Neeson can't be a racist. Because did you see how Liam Neeson tongue-kissed Viola Davis in a movie? How, anyone who tongue-kisses a black lady that intensely cannot be racist. That's what Michelle Rodriguez said. And you know what? I somewhat agree, but I also think it's kind of unfair to make references about a tongue for people like me who had to have the tongue to move because a vape pen exploded in their mouth. It's kind of unfair. So what does that mean now? You know, what's the deal? If I were to try and give a lovely chocolate princess a kiss, and I couldn't use my tongue because there's really, you know, a device in there that's not really the same as a real tongue. It's gonna hurt the lady, the lovely chocolate princess. Oh, you know, is the chocolate princess gonna say, "Oh, are you anti-black because you didn't put your tongue into my mouth?" Are people in the neighborhood gonna say that I am against the African American community? So, Michelle Rodriguez is kind of being discriminatory against people who cannot put their tongue down people's mouth. It isn't really nice. I think maybe she should apologize to people who have had vape pens exploding in their mouth, or who put the tongue on a light pole when it's very cold and they had to have their tongue detached. You know, there's so many scenarios. And I think Michelle Rodriguez is just, you know, just because she's a world-class vagina licker, I think she's in the Guinness World Records for it, of licking the most of vagina in human history. Just because she can, you know, use her tongue and talk about Liam Neeson's tongue, it makes people that can't use their tongue feel bad. And I think she should just be a little bit more considerate. So that was really all I had to say about that. But I hope that you write the usual host of this podcast and tell Mr. Chris Thomas that you really liked Sam Stoops hosting. You thought he was a really nice guy, and you want to hear me, and that my mouth issue was not distracting at all. So please write him. His Twitter handle is at GradeAUSA. At GradeAUSA. So please write him. And also, wherever you download this podcast, can you please give it a 5-star positive review and say you really enjoyed it, that would be good. And maybe I'll get invited back on Greater Nation, and I can talk some more about all the various soups I eat, my adventures with Jamba Juice. Oh boy, how I love Jamba Juice. I can live in Jamba Juice. If Jamba Juice is listening, please, can I have a free year supply of Jamba Juice? It would go a long way because I have a very hard time, making ends meet. So, please, at the very least, tell Chris Thomas at Greater USA you like the podcast, and maybe I'll be back on. So that's all for now. Thank you, and take care, and God bless. God bless.